Rand flew out to Palo Alto and spent time walking with Jobs and listening to his vision. The computer would be a cube, Jobs pronounced. He loved that shape. It was perfect and simple. So Rand decided that the logo should be a cube as well, one that was tilted at a 28-degree angle. When Jobs asked for a number of options to consider, Rand declared that he did not create different options for clients. "I will solve your problem, and you will pay me," he told Jobs. "You can use what I produce or not, but I will not do options. And either way, you will pay me." Jobs admired that kind of thinking, so he made what was quite a gamble. The company would pay an astonishing $100,000 flat fee to get one design. "There was a clarity in our relationship," Jobs said. He had a purity as an artist, but he was astute at solving business problems. He had a tough exterior and had perfected the image of a curmudgeon, but he was a teddy bear inside. It was one of Jobs's highest praises, purity as an artist. It took Rand just 2 weeks. He flew back to deliver the result to Jobs at his Woodside house. First they had dinner, then Rand handed him an elegant and vibrant booklet that described his thought process. On the final spread, Rand presented the logo he had chosen.